Tom Hobbs, head field hockey coach for the Center College Colonels, and this is SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. I'm joined by Center Field Hockey Head Coach Tom Hobbs. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on a good season last year, 12-5, 6-2 in the SCAC, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell. Really appreciate all the work you all do.
Coach, at the start of another preseason, you're now entering your sixth season at the helm of the Colonels. Just, you know, talk a little about your mindset heading into the 2010 campaign.
We lose three really important players from last year's squad. We lose our top two goal scorers in Mary Kate Clodius and Rachel Watkins. Rachel was also named All-Conference and All-Region selection last year. We lose our starting central midfielder, Sally Faulkner, who was a three-time All-Conference selection. And those are going to be big shoes to fill. But so far in the preseason, we've had some folks step up. We have a nice freshman group coming in, and real excited about the prospects of the season.
You know, last season, while you know you may not have finished the way you wanted to with a loss in the conference semifinals, the Colonels certainly pressed and imposed an impressive record at 12-5 and 6-2 in the SCAC, as I had mentioned. I know this team has gone through a lot of transitions. Just talk a little bit about what your returning players learned from last year and how that carried over into spring practice and the offseason.
Excuse me. I think the biggest thing that that we realized is over the last 2 or 3 years, we just haven't finished seasons. We've gotten off to a good start, then we'll get kind of to the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season, 2 or 3 weeks of the season, and things kind of fall off, dropping our last couple games. So this group is coming in much more physically prepared, much more mentally prepared, and they want to win something. We're going to be really dedicated to the process, but they definitely have winning on their mind, and their work in the offseason has shown. This is probably one of the fittest teams that we've had come into preseason, and from freshmen to seniors, they're all off to a very good start.
Each year, Coach, teams obviously have to deal with the loss of players through graduation. I know you hit on it a little bit earlier, but Center lost some special players, including, you know, the SCAC Co-Defensive Player of the Year, as you mentioned last year, in Sally Faulkner, leading goal scorers in Mary-Kate Cloudis and Rachel Watkins. You know, how do you go about trying to fill and replace those types of players and really leaders on the team?
We're really dependent on system, and when we play within our system well, we're able to generate goal-scoring opportunities, and we're able to defend pretty well, too. So the last couple of days, we really worked hard in our preseason to make sure everybody understands the basic system, how they're going to fit into that, experiment a little bit. We want to try some different people in positions that they might not have played in last year. We're already going to jumble up a few players. For instance, SCAC Freshman of the Year, Barbara Parks, is not going to play forward this year. She's going to play more of a midfield role and has embraced that role so far in the preseason. We got a few more switches that we're looking at on the field, and really just trying to stick to the system. We have a lot of talent. We play within that system and share the ball and communicate and work together defensively. Our opportunities are going to come, and we just have to rely on the individual talent and the determination to get that ball on the goal.
Coach, I know we talked a little bit before we came on air, and preseason is underway, and I know you're excited, but what to you has been the biggest surprise for this team so far at the start of preseason camp? And even though I know you have a young group of players, have you gotten a sense or feel of urgency that this team really wants to come out and work hard and win some games this year?
They definitely do. And, again, the fitness, we had a couple of, I guess you could call them come-to-Jesus meetings in the spring season, and ironed out a few things. This is probably one of the most competitive groups individually and collectively that I've ever coached. They hate to just to go through ball drills. They want to be competing all the time. They want to be competing against one another and against other teams. So we've really had to switch the way that we train up. I've had to change the way I view my role with the team. It's not just knowledge management. It's and skill work. It's really changing how we train and how we compete each day at practice. They've come in fit, and they're ready to compete with one another right away. The freshmen have come in and have seamlessly integrated into that philosophy as well. So that's been, I don't know if I would call it a surprise, but that's been a good reinforcement of what we encountered last year and some of the changes that we made last spring season. We're continuing to build on those and really keep the ball rolling in that direction. From top to bottom, we're a pretty solid group. There are not too many holes around the field for us. Again, we are young, and experience means a lot. We are by no means the most experienced and may actually even be the least experienced from an age-wise perspective of any team in the conference this year. So I'm sure we're going to go through some growing pains, but talent determination hopefully will pay off, and hopefully we can get through the growing pains without too many numbers in the loss column until we're ready to get going.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. Again, I'm joined by center head field hockey coach Tom Hobbs. And, Coach, I know you're excited about the young talent returning this year, especially highlighted by SCAC newcomer of the year from a year ago and Barbara Parks. You have Jennifer Bonhart returning an all-conference honorable mention player from last year. Just talk about some of this young talent that you've seen develop and grow. And even though they're young, how much are you depending on girls like that to even step up and be leaders on the field this year?
We have two solid players that are going to be our captains for us this year too. They've so far in their careers, they've just been counted on to kind of, you know, play within their role on the team, and that's Cynthia Morris, who's a senior from Louisville, Kentucky, and Sarah Humphreys, who's a senior this year from Baltimore, Maryland. They've had to step up and take more of a leadership role on the field verbally, and have embraced that thus far, and are doing a good job of getting the girls to kind of look to them. The two ladies that you mentioned, Barbara Parks and Jennifer Bonnet, we talked about Barbara earlier, just a phenomenal player, phenomenal work ethic, and is very, very coachable, willing to do anything we ask, and adjust very quickly to any changes that we look to make within her game and then that we're looking to make tactically as well. Jennifer Bonnet, I don't know that you can say enough good things about Jennifer. Just a very conscientious young woman, incredible player, incredible work ethic again. She's come in to preseason in the best shape of her life, just absolutely destroyed the fitness test, and she is going to be somebody we count on heavily this fall to lead our defensive efforts and to control the field from the back line. We have a couple of freshmen, Courtney Kuiper from Sacred Heart High School in Louisville, Kentucky, and Chelsea Klein from Kentucky Country Day in Louisville, Kentucky. And Alexis Hebert is from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Chapel Hill High. Those three are going to come in, and they're going to see playing time right away. A couple of them probably will start at times, and looking for those three to make an immediate impact. And then our two other freshmen, Leah Storch, is going to see some time in reserve. We have a very experienced, very solid back line. Leah's going to play back, and she's going to see some quality minutes there. And Julia Rogers from Spartanburg, South Carolina, is also going to see time in the backfield. So those two, Leah and Julia, are going to have a little bit more time to mature simply because we do have some experienced backs. But they're going to get some minutes and they're going to be counted on as well.
You know, Coach, field hockey in the SCAC is something that's fairly new and comparative to some sports, having sponsored it since 2004. As a coach who's been in this league for a while, just talk about how you've seen the growth and development of field hockey in the SCAC and how it's become quite a competitive league.
Well, it's when field hockey was sponsored by the SCAC a number of years ago, it was really a shining moment. I mean, there are some schools in our conference who have had field hockey a very limited number of years, like Hendricks. They just started a program 3 years ago. We've had field hockey here at Center since the fall of 1960, so this is our 51st year. To finally have a conference to play in and for our student-athletes to be able to compete for a conference championship every year is just a really special thing. The quality of play in the conference has gotten better every year. When I first started as an assistant coach here at Center, we really struggled to compete regionally with some of the teams in the North Coast Athletic Conference who are in our region. But in the last couple of years, we've seen that balance of power shift to the SCAC. Obviously, Rhodes has a very strong program. They have I think they have three conference championships now. DePaul has been to the NCAA tournament a number of times, not in their more recent history, but in the past. Always has a solid group. Swanee went to the NCAA tournament 2 years ago. We went to the NCAA tournament 3 years ago. So, again, the quality of play, the quality of the student-athlete, playing field hockey in the SCAC has improved. And over the last few years, we've been able to retain some of our coaches. We have no first-year coaches in the conference for the last 2 or 3 years now. And that really helps things. It helps us communicate and iron out a few of the operational things that we try to do with the conference. But recruiting-wise, it helps all the schools to be able to kind of put a stamp on their program and to speak well in the strengths of the other programs when we're recruiting student-athletes or looking at multiple programs within the SCAC.
Coaches, if you had a chance to sort of look back on last season, and obviously with the transitions that we've talked about that this team has gone through, and you look at the group that you have coming in a solid freshman class, what do you see as the goals for this 2010 Colonels field hockey team?
We're going to stick to process. The ladies on our team, they have numbers in their mind and they have titles in their mind, but we have to be dedicated to the process every day. And our coaching staff, myself, Julie Beer, and Aaron Hagedorn, our athletic trainer, we've worked really hard over the spring and the summer to be organized so that we can keep everybody on task and hold everybody accountable every day. We're off to a good start with that, setting the tone, and the ladies have really responded. We know that we can be competitive in the conference. We know that we can beat anybody on any given day. We also know that anybody can beat us on any given day. And once it gets to that first full weekend in November in Greencastle, Indiana, with the SCAC Championships, we hope to be right there and be competing on Sunday for an SCAC title, our second one. And the last time the conference was at DePaul, Center won it back in 2004, I believe.
Well, Coach, finally, before I let you go, obviously the start of preseason, and I know team chemistry and gelling is obviously so important, but what are two or three things that you as a head coach and your coaching staff are really working on and really stressing with this group in order for them to work hard and be ready for the start of the season come the 1st of September?
Well, one of the big benefits for us is a large number of our players come from Louisville, Kentucky, and they were able to play in a little summer league together this summer. So that was a real good thing to be able to bond our freshmen to our returning upperclass players. They were able to play some pickup stuff, and that has already shown the chemistry and the bonds that they have already shown to come through. Now, integrating those folks in with our out-of-state players, we have to be real intentional about that. So we do a lot of team bonding activities throughout the preseason. Later this afternoon, we're getting ready to go on a little outdoor camping excursion. We're going to go to out to a local farm here and swim in the lake and make a bonfire and eat some s'mores and do things like that. Just try to create some shared experiences. Another thing that we've implemented this year is some 6 a.m. preseason workouts. And there's nothing like a shared experience overcoming a little bit of adversity, if you want to call it that, to get up early out of bed. For college students, I think that may be about the most adversity they face in a lot of their lives. But doing things like that, give them a few memories together, and to show them that they really can overcome some things, and if they work together, they have every reason to have that true self-esteem that comes from overcoming obstacles, and to look at that and build on that as they get into some more trying times with the game schedule coming ahead.
Centerhead field hockey coach Tom Hobbs. Again, the Colonels open up their 2010 campaign on the road this year, September 4th at the College of Worcester. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot, Russell. Again, really appreciate all you guys do for us in the SCAC office, and keep up the good work.